draw the line when your friends don't have a house and you do? And
well, that was a real big issue the second year, I think, as we kept meeting. I remember the guilt of going home, sleeping in my warm bed when they were still outside. And we had a few people show up at our house every once in a while. And we really didn't have any answers. At that time, Salvation Army was the only place, and if you were drinking, you could go there.
Did you let them stay with you?
No. There was a time or two they'd stay on our porch, but our house was full of people. We had college students living with us then, so it wasn't like there was room. But I guess we could have made room. But there was this tension of not knowing what to do about that. So my resolve was that the first issue we had to deal with was shelter. And but our sense was that our calling was to be more developmental than relief. And
more developmental, such as?
Dealing with issues that keep people poor.
Okay.
Addiction or joblessness or low wages, instead of needing clothing and food and shelter for the night. So I really didn't want to push Mission Waco there.